Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Whoa! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Oh, hey, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the godfather of small business. Sam Norwood is our good friend and longtime Brain Trust member, independent financial advisor, Norwood Analytics, NorwoodAnalytics.com. Is that right, Sam?
NorwoodAnalytics.com.
All right, so find out all the things that Sam does. A very prolific writer these days. He's doing a lot of writing on things that will help you manage your business. Sam, how does a business know if they are approaching too much debt?
Well, for one thing, their banker will tell them. And it also depends on the characteristics of the business. For example, it's the reliability of being able to predict the earnings of the business that tells you how much you can borrow. For example, if you have, let's say you borrow money to buy some property that has a lease on it. Well, that lease is pretty reliable. You have an agreement that the income is going to be so much, and you can borrow 70-80% of the cost of buying the property that you're going to lease to a reliable lessor. That's one thing. But if your business is more difficult to predict, which most are more difficult than certainly a lease income, the more difficult it is to predict and hit on your cash flow and earnings, the less you should be borrowing.
And this is where, folks, having a history of financial statements where you can show that you've been tracking your financials, you can show growth or no growth, and if you can't show growth, you can explain why, and a history of demonstrating that you're disciplined enough to leave profits in the business as retained earnings. And if we can show them a cash flow statement, a cash flow projection, not a statement, a cash flow projection to show your banker how the money's going to be used and how they're going to get paid back. All of those things go a long way to make you credit worthy to a bank, and will help them not say no. What do you think?
Well, I think so, because a bank has to have information, and your information is your financial information. Yes, you have your idea, you have your operations, your employees, customers, and so forth. But the banker needs to be able to communicate to his or her other bank employees, and that's the financial statement,
right?
Both balance sheet and income statement. Most people focus so much on the income statement, they forget about the balance sheet.
And the banker likes the income statement and the cash flow projection.
Yep.
But he or she also likes to go to the balance sheet and do some of the ratios.
Well, you can't.
Current ratios and some of the different ratios that they use to see whether you, that's one of the ways they see whether you've already got too much debt or not.
Well, that's one of the ways, and also it's difficult to do a real cash flow without doing a balance sheet to know what's going into, it's not just putting what you put into fixed capital assets, but it's also, you need to see the flows of inventories and accounts receivable and your use of your vendor credit in the way of payables to know what you're really going to need.
One of the things that I think is interesting about banking and business these days, Sam, is more and more of our assets are intangible.
Yep.
And as you know, bankers like serial numbers and legal descriptions.
Perfect example is a service business where all your assets drive themselves home after work.
Right.
Or most of them, and from a banker's perspective, that's a pretty risky thing. So, a service business where the assets are purely your people is pretty, a banker looks at that with a great deal of risk because people can be lured away, whereas your fixed assets cannot be.
And that's the reason why you see more and more service companies trying to get their customers to do contracts, not just as needed.
It improves the reliability of the cash flow. That's that's the objective.
Right.
Reducing risk is part and parcel of all this discussion we have about the use of borrowed funds, is being able to have visibility to a reasonable horizon in the future.
One of the things that I like, one of the things I like telling people about is the title of the shortest book in the world is Loan Officer Courage.
Yeah, they're good folks, but they don't like to take risks.
But you got to keep them informed. You got to keep your banker informed if you borrow money from folks.
Yep.
Because an uninformed banker is a scared banker, and nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker, right, Sam?
That's for sure. They'll take away the umbrella pretty fast.
Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
NorwoodAnalytics.com. That's his website. Sam Norwood will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.